You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio. We are celebrating the connection with your pets toll-free. Here's the number, 1-866-405-8405. Like I said, toll-free. That means it costs you nothing. We have Dr. Debbie to my left answering your vet medical questions. Dog father Joy Villani to my white. And Lori Brooks in the newsroom. Judy Francis right there answering your phone calls. And we tell you this because you might be brand new. You might be listening in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, as we welcome our 133rd affiliate, W-O-G-O, in Eau Claire. So welcome. Call in. Check in with us, will you? Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. And Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Well, you know how when we get on social media, everybody posts their scores on, you know, there's like those online personality tests.
Yeah.
You know, who's your best friend and who's your best drunk buddy? You know, there's just everything.
Who's your best drunk buddy?
Now,
I must have missed that one.
I've just seen that one a lot recently. Yeah. And I'm like, my friends post that? But there's now online personality tests for cats. So it's pretty interesting, and there's some like citizen science stuff behind it. We'll explain everything coming up.
Now, do we help our cats do this, or do we just let them go at the computer?
Well, you can't cheat with them, Hal.
Yeah, you've got to help Dad.
Okay, that's on the way in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Let's go to your calls first and answer your questions about your dogs, cats, flamingos, iguanas, whatever. Hey, John, how are you doing?
Hi, this is John.
So what do you got going on?
Oh, I got a little puppy, 6 months old, and she's a miniature poodle, and she's sweet as can be. We're worried about feeding her ice cream. We don't know anything about that sort of thing.
Okay. You're worried about it? Is she currently eating ice cream?
Yeah, we feed her a dollop once in a while.
Vanilla. Okay. So you're looking to ask me for permission to give your dog ice cream. Is that right?
Will it hurt her?
Well, it depends. There are certainly dogs that have very sensitive stomachs, and veering from their regular diet can upset their system. The interesting thing that people need to recognize is that dogs and cats, a good majority of them, are actually lactose intolerant. That's something to think about when we start offering them different dairy products, that can cause some dietary upset. And it may not be a life-threatening illness, but, you know, we might talk about excess gas, soft stools, maybe some vomiting. As a child, I can tell you my dog, he definitely dined on cleaning the ice cream bowl on a regular occurrence. So a little bit probably is not going to be a big deal. But in general, there's a lot of fat in ice cream and calories that we really just don't need to do. So I'm not going to give you that clearance to say it's okay to give ice cream. It would just be something I would try to discourage.
That's interesting. The local young man at a pet store suggested I take and put some peanut butter in wet dog food and freeze it and then give him that.
Well, that can be kind of a fun treat, but I would say rather than put it in the food, frozen peanut butter can be very useful when we're trying to get dogs to be occupied, chew on toys. So you can take a little bit of peanut butter, stick it inside a Kong or another kind of chewing toy, and keep them occupied. I don't want to just give dogs food. That really, it's pretty ungratifying. I mean, yes, they like to eat it, and it's yummy, but it doesn't really occupy their mind or their chewing instincts. So I like the frozen peanut butter in a toy. I don't like throwing it in the bowl. That's just, it's not letting a dog be a dog.
Well, that's questions. I just got told yesterday that it's dangerous to feed dog grapes.
Grapes?
Yes, that's actually true. Grapes and raisins have the potential to cause kidney failure in dogs. And it's very true. And that's another thing where people will say, I've done it before and my dog is perfectly fine. It's something they are looking at. They don't know really what the toxic principle is, but it can happen. So do not feed grapes or raisins to your dogs.
Thank you, Debbie. And what about chocolate?
Chocolate. Oh, that's another one. Chocolate's a no-no. And small amounts aren't likely to be toxic, but you can certainly get a taste. They'll develop a taste for chocolate. And my own dear Labrador had ingested several pounds of chocolate items and had the world's worst chocolate toxicity. He had heart arrhythmias, vomiting. It was a really bad state. So it can be toxic in large amounts. So I don't like to do it at all.
Okay. We don't do that. We just feed your vanilla. Little scoop of vanilla, tiny little tablespoonful.
Yeah, and there's so many, you know, fun, kind of healthy dog treats out there that can be flavored like chocolate, but they really don't contain chocolate. So if you feel the urge to give something like that, you can always reach to the pet store to find something.
Thank you, Debbie.
I remember the peanut butter that wasn't really peanut butter. It's dog peanut butter. Dog butter is what they call it from Dog for Dog, which is much better.
Formulated and healthier for dogs.
Good for them. So you might check that out. We have a list over at the website at animalradio.com of foods you should not feed your dog, which includes, of course, grapes and raisins. Thank you for listening, John. I appreciate your call today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you very much.
1-866-405-8405 to connect with our dream team here at Animal Radio. Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Stella and Chewy's. You know, pets thrive when they're fed the same food they'd get in the wild, and meal mixers are an easy, convenient way to add raw, nutrient-rich meat, wholesome fruits, vegetables, probiotics, and antioxidants to your dog's diet. You can learn more over at StellaAndChewy's.com. Thanks, Stella and Chewy's, for underwriting Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Like something out of a Lassie episode, a real-life 13-month-old cattle dog named Lassie helped rescue her owner after he fell from his horse in Australia. 90-year-old George Crowther broke his pelvis after being thrown from a bucking horse. Crowther got his foot caught in the reins and ended up on the ground, where Lassie snuggled up next to him to keep him warm. As darkness fell, Crowther's wife came searching for him with a flashlight, but wasn't able to hear his faint cries for help. That's when Lassie ran to her and led her to her ailing husband. Lassie's very thankful owner is on the mend after having 37 screws inserted into his pelvis and hip. Good dog, Lassie, good dog. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.